Welcome back to Piers Legion Park. Ready for game two. Piers the visitor, so as coaches Sarah and Illies finish up going over lineups and ground rules with the home plate ump, we are ready to go, and it'll be Lane Gertz to lead it off. Gertz blasted a solo homer, his first of the year, his last time up. Piers won the opener 9-0. And the starting pitcher in game two is a left-hander, Peyton Van Beck. Sophomore lefty. Dale, you want this back? There you go.
I don't need it.
Okay. So here we go with game two. Piers looking to keep the momentum going here with a 9-0 win in the opener. And our first pitch is in for a strike from the lefty, sophomore Van Beck. Pioneers pounding out 14 hits in the opener. I think four doubles, the home run. Slow curveball bends in from the lefty, and it's a quick 0-2 count. Matt Tauges at shortstop for this one. Matt Cummett, the catcher. Preston Russell is the starting pitcher in this nightcap. The 0-2 breaking ball, ground ball to third. Ricochets off the glove. That'll be an error on third baseman Derek Wiener to start the ball game. Two hopper right at the third baseman, and it ate him up. Now Matt Tauges to hit. Leadoff man on again for the Pioneers. Five of the six innings in game one, the Pioneers had the first batter up in the inning on. As Matt watches a Van Beck pitch across for a strike. One on, nobody out. Matt Cummett is on deck. We'll give you this lineup in the field for the Jaguars shortly. There's one hooked foul pass. Oh, they say that's a fair ball. It must have just grazed the corner of the bag. And motoring to second and sliding in with a double is Matt Tauges. That one just must have crossed the bag. And the Pioneers have got another double, and now Coach Illies is out questioning that one as well. He's going to ask what the home plate umpire saw. It's where it crosses the bag, and home plate umpire says it was over the bag, so double. Second and third, nobody out. Matt Cummett, who had a four-hit game in the opener.
From here, it looked like it went over the bag, but I'm at an angle now, so you're pretty much on the line over there.
And Matt watches Van Beck's first pitch a little bit low for a ball. Gertz at third, Tauges at first, the infield, or at second, the infield is in. Ground ball to short, Olmscheid, or I should say Illies, looks him back and throws him out. Coming out for the first time today. One away. And now it's Preston Rushlow to bat. Infield has to stay in. Just a ground ball right at Illies, the shortstop. Jackson Peters handling the catching duties in this game. Game one catcher, Yeager is out in left field. First pitch is a strike, 0-1 to Preston. He had a couple of hits, including an RBI double.
Over there with the little big yellow sitting there by the screen.
Piers trying to get on the board in the top. Here comes a squeeze, and it's Gertz going to come home and score. And on the back end, here comes Tauges, and he's in. No, they say he's out. Oh, they got the tag on Matt. They tried to sneak an extra run in on the squeeze, but they get one and leave one. For the Pioneers, one run. There was one hit. An error. One, nobody left on base. So, 1-0 in favor of Piers. We'll meet the Jaguar batting order next.
Summer is here and so are big savings. Celebrate by upgrading your appliances with Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Memorial Day sales event. Hi, this is Sarah. You'll find big savings on GE appliances now through June 14th. Save up to 20% on select GE appliances or save up to $1,200 on select appliance packages via online or mail-in rebate. Don't forget to shop the Memorial Day sales event at Design Electronics Radio Shack now through June 14th for huge savings on GE appliances.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Pierce 1, Belgrade Brutinel Rosa 0. We go to the home half of the first inning as Preston Rushlow goes to the hill. And he will face the Jaguar left fielder Adam Yeager to start things off. Matt Kummet catching, Brandon Dickman starting at first. As Rushlow delivers high, ball one. Matt Talges is at short, Jack Suska at third. Lucas Oddie, Brett Kapsner, and Luke Gertz in the outfield, left to right, swinging a foul. Tip, 1-1 to Yeager. Pierce won game one, 9-0. They're on the board early in the first inning here in game two. One zip, and a strike is called. One ball, two strikes to Yeager with Ryan Olmscheid and Derek Wiener due up here in the first. Against junior right-hander Preston Rushlow. Up high, 2-2. Yeager 0-4, hit into a game-ending double play in game one, struck out twice. Just outside, full count to left fielder, left-handed hitting Adam Yeager. And the pitch, fastball, strike three. He looked at it, and there's one down. And it brings up second baseman Ryan Olmscheid.
Second baseman Ryan Olmscheid.
One up, one down for the Jaguars. Good start for Rushlow. Preston drops that big curveball in for a strike. Had Olmscheid kind of stepping out of the box. 0-1 the count now. Next pitch is a fastball swatted into the netting, and it's an 0-2 count. Wind has picked up here. It was limp on the flagpole for the entire first game. Now it's steady to right. Here's the 0-2. Ground ball, charging the ball. Shortstop is Talges throwing out the back foot right to Dickman in time. Nice play, Matt Talges on a slow roller between the mound and short. Two away for third baseman Derek Wiener.
Correction, number six, Derek Wiener.
Derek, couple of hits and a ground out to short in game one. Swings through a fastball, 0-1. Last report, the softball team was closing out their regular season, leading Painesville in the sixth inning. There's one outside, 1-1. It was 7-3 last we heard as a curveball from Preston in for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Track teams are running at holding four. That's the conference meet down there today. Ground ball left side. Suska gobbles it up, and Jackson will flip to Dickman, and some help on the left side of the infield by Talges and Suska. After the strikeout started things, it's a three-up, three-down inning. One complete. Pierce 1, Belgrade, Bruton, El Rosa, nothing.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Bethel Algren. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take the time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations to the girls track for making it to the state true team meet for the third year in a row. Good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
Hey Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
All right, Peyton Van Beck out there to start his second inning. The sophomore left-hander set to face Brett Kapsner in the second inning. Piers 1, BBE 0. As Van Beck finishes up his warm-up tosses, and Kapsner will step into the box. So here we go with Brett Kapsner, who bunted his way on for a hit in game one. Reached on air a couple of times as well. Kapsner, Alex Funk, and Lucas Adi for the Pioneers here in the second. Again, Piers the visiting squad here on the scoreboard. And Peyton Van Beck floats one outside for a ball. Nine pitches in the first. Gave up the squeeze bunt to Rushlow that got Lane Gertz home with the game's only run. On the play, Matt Tau just tried to score from second. He was thrown out at the dish. Strike called, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch to the senior, Brett Kapsner. Swing and a miss. That was a maybe hit 50 on the radar gun there. 1-2. Wait, it's actually kind of cleared up a little bit. Wind has picked up. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and Brett lays off. It's 2-2. Second baseman Olmscheid almost directly behind the bag out there, playing in the pull. And Brett swings and misses. He's out on strikes. One away, and it brings up the DH, Alex Funk. Alex hit the ball hard in game one. Batted twice. He lined out to first, and he reached on an error on a ball hit to short. Batting for first baseman Brandon Dickman in the DH role, and Alex behind in the count 0-1 as Peyton Van Beck got the inside corner called. Piers, one run on one hit, no errors. Jaguars 0-0-1. Slow curveball rolled to third. Funk hustling down the line across the throw to first in time. Derek Wiener throws out Alex Funk for out number two. And now it's left fielder Lucas Adi. Lucas had a good opener. Drove in a run with a sac fly, singled and doubled as well. Van Beck misses outside for a ball. It looks like the strategy for the infield is to play that second baseman Olmscheid near the bag with the slow offerings from the pitcher likely to be pulled to that side as Adi watches it. 2-0. Luke Gertz is on deck. Van Beck puts one outside. 3-0 now to Adi. The senior. And Peyton Van Beck deals the 3-0 pitch. Skipped low. Four pitches puts Lucas Adi aboard and brings up right fielder Luke Gertz. Luke with a double in the opener. He ended up going 1-for-2. That double, he scored a run, popped up his other time. Van Beck issues his first walk and pitches across to Luke for a strike. Piers leading 1-0, Jack Suska on deck. If Luke Gertz keeps his top of the second inning alive. Big lead out there at first. That one floats and the snap throw to first and Lucas is back. 1-1. Lucas was almost a full stride past that cut out of the grass. Luke in right batting eighth here. Little shorter lead this time. We'll see if he extends it. And here is the set by the lefty. Fastball fisted out towards first. It'll get on the dirt, spin away, and everybody is safe. The first baseman holding with the runner, and that allowed that ball to drop on the infield for an infield hit for Luke Gertz.
I'm batting number 11, third baseman Jackson Suska.
That is the second Pioneer hit, second hit of the day for Luke Gertz. And number 9 batter, third baseman Jack Suska stands in. A lot of times you see those bunts called pushed into no man's land, that little pop-up. Second baseman up the middle. First baseman holding the runner. A lot of dirt out there on the right side of the infield, and Luke just plopped it in. One ball to Suska. Now 2-0 to the lefty. Top of the order, and Lane Gertz is on deck. Piers 1, BBE nothing. We're in the top of the second. Second game of the double dip here. And a fastball right across the middle of the plate for a called strike. Jackson 2-1 now. Derek Wiener will play even with the bag, maybe up a step at third. First baseman will play behind the runner Luke at first. Gertz with an infield hit. Adi walk, swing and a miss at a high fastball. 2-2 to Suska. Piers with a 1-0 lead. With Suska trying to drive in a run here with a two-out hit. He chased one up in the zone around the eye high, and it's lifted down the line in foul territory out of the glove, and that may have been the mound getting into play there, as the bullpen mound in the corner may have caused the right fielder to stumble just enough to have the ball jostle out of the mitt as Abe Peter couldn't close the glove. But literally, that one was up around the chin of Jack Suska. To Alec Lochner, that's a belt-high fastball. But to Jack, it's up around the eyes. Slow breaking ball, hammered to center, but right at Wiener. Evan Wiener, one step back, gloves it, and the inning's over. No runs, one hit. Two left. Inning and a half. Piers 1, BBE nothing.
Hi, I'm Lila Bednar.
And I'm Ellie Casella.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers.
Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent academic education where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity Catholic School is that school. At Holy Trinity, your children will learn in a positive environment rich in faith formation. Small class sizes provide the structure for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Bottom of the second begins with a swinging strike to shortstop Ryan Ilias from Preston Rushlow, and then Preston pushes one outside. 1-1. Weller and then Evan Wiener do up here. Piers 1, BBE nothing. Bottom of 2 underway. Another fastball foul tipped into Mac Kummet's glove. Takes the count to 1-2. Piers a run on 2 hits. Jaguars shut out on no hits. Got him to reach and pop up behind third. Jackson Suska will drift across the chalk line, make the catch for out number 1.
That brings to the plate number 5.
One out, first baseman Jacob Weller to hit. Weller, the losing pitcher in the opener, will bat fifth and play first in this second game. Jaguars still have a busy schedule left. They're all outside of the conference. This is their last conference game, as there's one rolled foul to third, 0-1. BBE will host Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunberg Thursday. Minnewaska area on Friday, and Browerville Eagle Valley on Saturday. High fly to left. That ball's got some carry. Adi back. And it looks like he will set up and make the catch in deep left. Just got underneath that one, carried it quite a ways to deep left, but Adi able to have room.
Center fielder.
And Weller becomes out number two. Now center fielder Evan Wiener. Thought that might have a chance initially. And the first pitch is swung on and missed 0-1. Jaguars then will close out their regular season Monday over in Uppsala against Uppsala Swanville. Fastball outside, 1-1. So four games left after today for the Jaguars. Pop foul, that'll get out. One ball, two strikes. Russell has retired all five so far. Pierce has Osakis Thursday on the road. Hutchinson on the schedule Friday night, 7 o'clock. There's one stopped by Matt Cummett in the dirt. 2-2 the count. And then it's Painesville here Monday to wrap up the regular season for the Pioneers. Base is empty, two outs. Here's the 2-2. Foul tipped. Cummett couldn't hang on. Might have darted off the bat and hit the shin guard, it sounded like. Two and two to center fielder Evan Wiener. Watches strike three at the knees. Strikeout ends the inning. At the end of two, it's Piers leading BBE 1-0.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Pioneers will get a second look now at sophomore left-hander Peyton Van Beck of the Jaguars of BBE. Lane Gertz, Matt Tauges, and Matt Cummett are due up. Matt, our Lane reached on an error on a two-hopper to third and came home on a squeeze bunt by Preston Rushlow for the game's only runs. 1-0 Piers. We start the third. 29 pitches for Van Beck. Pioneers certainly have seen their diet of left-handers over the last 2 weeks or so. There's one low, ball one. Saw three of them down in Maple Lake. Kimball threw one, Holdingford threw one. And now Van Beck comes from the south side. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Lane, ground ball to short. Illies has it. Over to first, and Lane is out by a step, one away. Tauges now.
Shortstop, Matt Tauges.
A double over the first base bag, and Matt tagged out at home trying to sneak in for a second run on a squeeze in the first. So Van Beck gets the leadoff batter for the second inning in a row. And Matt Tauges makes himself at home in the box. First baseman will guard the line, Jacob Weller, and it's rolled foul to the on-deck circle. One strike. Senior Matt Tauges, then Matt Cummett. Boy, it has really turned out nice now. Here's the set and the pitch high. One ball, one strike up around the shoulders of Tauges. Softball team is over here, so their game is done. Their regular season is done. Slow breaking ball, and Matt watches it miss wide. 2-1 the count to senior Matt Tauges. Next pitch by Van Beck. That might have been a knuckleball coming inside. 3-1. Three balls and a strike. And Tauges watches. He's aboard. Ball four, up and in. Second walk for Peyton Van Beck, and it brings up Matt Cummett.
Not bad. Catcher, Matt Cummett.
Matt with a ground out to short. He was 4-for-4 in game one. One on, one out for Piers in the top of the third, leading one zip, and that one is low and away. Snagged there by catcher Jackson Peter. Five in a row out of the zone. Three RBIs as well for Matt in the opener. And there's one wrinkled across for a strike. 1-1. Tao just walked after the Gertz ground out. We're in the third. And now Peter wants to jog out and visit with Van Beck. Quick visit, and they're back. Ready to go to work. On deck is Preston Rushlow. There goes the runner. The ball pulled to the right side. Takes a sideways hop and goes into right field. Tauges will hold up at third. Cummett with a base hit to third. Tauges, runners at the corners, and Preston Rushlow the batter. The second baseman, Olmscheid, was going, looked like, to flag that one down to his left, and all of a sudden it skipped behind him into right field. Here's Rushlow, squeezed in a run with a bunt in the first. And Rushlow watches a fastball come up for a ball, 1-0. That is the fifth hit of the day for Matt Cummett. Here's the step-off throw to first. Back is Matt. They're not running for Matt this time. Piers are running the first. Left Lucas Oddi at second base and a man at first. Luke in the second inning. High and outside from Van Beck. Falling behind. Two balls, no strikes. Brett Kapsner on deck. Hit number three for Piers. Little bit low as Preston watches it into the mitt for a 3-0 count. Three and oh, Van Beck to Rushlow. And there's a strike called on the outside corner to make it 3-1. Preston batting cleanup and pitching this afternoon. And here comes the Van Beck offering. Inside at the belt, and it's a walk to fill the bases for Brett Kapsner.
How about it? Center fielder, Brett Kapsner.
Brett struck out leading off the second. He'll try and drive something here. I think they're going to run now for Cummett once he gets into scoring position, or they're going to, or Rushlow, one of the two. It's a courtesy runner, Funk. They're going to put them both in. Shaw for Cummett, Funk for Rushlow.
At second base, number seven, Terrell Shaw. Running for Matt Cummett. At first base, number four, Thomas Funk running for pitcher.
So two courtesy runners come out of the dugout for Coach Sayre, and Beck Kapsner comes up. Brett, chance to open this up a little bit here. Foul ball. Eyes got big as that ball floated about letter high, 0-1. Ricocheted back off the cement facing here. Tao just walked. Cummett singled. Rushlow walked. Another breaking ball grounded down the line. Tao just is in. Here comes Shaw to the plate. And Terrell touches home, a two-run single for Breck Kapsner. Pulled it just inside the bag. Thomas Funk is up to second base, and Alex Funk becomes the hitter. Second hit of the inning, but it's a two-run single for Brett Kapsner. Alex grounded a third, his only time up in this one. Swings through the first Van Beck offering. It was a week ago today down in Painesville that Brett returned to the Pioneer lineup after his bad weekend car accident and drove in two runs against Painesville. And now he's driven in two here today. Swing and a miss. Good cut there by Alex. Lucas Oddi on deck. Lead runner is Thomas Funk with Kapsner at first. And Alex out on strikes. He chased one up. Two outs. Here's Lucas Oddi.
Left fielder, Lucas Oddi.
Oddi with a walk in the second, and Pat Illies is coming out of the dugout to visit with his lefty. He's going to make a move. Change of pitchers coming up here at Legion Park. He's waving in the center fielder, Evan Wiener. So, breaking the action here as the Pioneers have plated two on a Breck Kapsner base hit. And we'll see what the changes are for Coach Illies when we come back.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2525.
The end of the school year is fast approaching, and soon the summer road trips are going to start. What better way to keep everyone in the vehicle happy than with a new tablet or phone from Verizon? Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized retailer. With the new Verizon Unlimited plan, you can keep the kids happy during those long car rides without worrying about them burning up all your data. To learn more, visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Enter 22 gigabytes per line per month. We may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. See VZW.com for details.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Evan Wiener is the new pitcher. He comes in from center field and he's about to throw his first pitch, and he does. It's a strike to Lucas Oddi. Ben Schumann comes out of the dugout. He's now in right as Peyton Van Beck exits. He goes 2 2/3, and this is all about the pitch count, folks. Low. 1-1. You got Thomas Funk at second. Breck Kapsner at first. Lucas with a walk so far in this second game. And there's a strike called on the outside corner. 1-2. I believe that Abe Peter moved from right to center. Schumann's in the game in right. Two-run single for Breck Kapsner here in the inning. And there's one too close to the zone for Lucas to let go by, so he took a swing and fouled it away. 1-2. Luke Gertz on deck for the Pioneers. They lead BBE 3-0, batting in the top of the third in game two of the doubleheader. They took the opener 9-0. Here's the set and the pitch. Lucas pops it up, right side of the infield. Pitcher coming off the mound in fair territory, has it astride inside the chalk line, and the inning's over. Evan Wiener retires Lucas Adi. Pioneers get two runs, couple of hits. They leave two. We go to the bottom of the third inning. New score has Piers in front of BBE. 3-0 here in game two of our doubleheader today from Piers Legion Park on You Are There Sports.
Summer is here and so are big savings. Celebrate by upgrading your appliances with Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Memorial Day sales event. Hi, this is Sarah. You'll find big savings on GE appliances now through June 14th. Save up to 20% on select GE appliances or save up to $1,200 on select appliance packages via online or mail-in rebate. Don't forget to shop the Memorial Day sales event at Design Electronics Radio Shack now through June 14th for huge savings on GE appliances.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
3-0 Piers. Preston Rushlow to face Jaguar designated hitter Nathaniel Cibula, now batting for Ben Schumann, the right fielder. And he starts him high. Ball one. First half out of the game for Cibula. 7-8-9 here. Fastball swing and a miss. 1-1. 27 pitches by my count now for the right-hander. Rushlow, two strikeouts, no walks. And the 2-0. Swing, ground ball. Suska cross to Dickman. Pulled him off, but into the line of the runner coming up, and Brandon's going to win that battle. One away. Brings up center fielder Abe Peter.
Number 22, center fielder Abe Peter.
Thing I like is Jackson has handled every chance today. He struggled a little bit in the field Friday over at Avon and has done a really nice job today. And he'll get another chance, and oh my God, did I jinx that?
Why did you have to say so?
Safe at first is Abe Peter. Here is Jackson Peter. One on, one out. That one ate up Jackson over third. Top of the order on deck. Preston got a nice breaking ball in for a called strike. 0-1 to Jackson Peter, handling the catching duties here. Played third base in game one.
Sunday it was.
Abe Peter becomes the first Jaguar runner of this second game. Rushlow just missed his spot on the inside corner at the knees as Kummet kind of framed it there a little bit. 1-1. There is a softball game going on over there at the high school varsity field. It's holding forward in Painesville playing a makeup game. Fastballs. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw to the right field side. Gertz can't get back to apply the tag. It's a stolen base for Abe Peter. One ball, two strikes. The Pioneers tried the hidden ball trick. Jaguars were alert to that. I think Lane kind of shoveled the ball to Matt, and they were going to try the hidden ball trick, but the word came out of the dugout in an awful hurry that stay on the base. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to Dickman. Stays down on it. Takes it to the bag, rounding third, and holding there is Abe Peter, two down. Yeah, top of the order now, Adam Yeager.
Now batting, left fielder, Adam Yeager.
More sun than clouds now by a wide margin. Yeager is 0-1, called out on strikes to start this game. And Rushlow misses outside, curveball, 1-0. Piers 3, Belgrade, Brutinel, Rosen, nothing. Bottom of the third, game two of the doubleheader. Piers winning the opener, 9-0, foul back, 1-1. Ryan Olmscheid would hit next. Here it comes. It's a fastball right at the knees. That's the pitch that Matt Comet was looking for. Knee high, outside corner. 1-2. Rushlow trying to strand that runner at third base. Here comes Preston. He unleashes one and just missed that one. Close. Almost the same spot, but a little off the plate. 2-2. Fouled away, flared to the parking lot. Late swing there over the third base dugout. Jaguars looking for their first run of the doubleheader. They got blanked 9-0 in the opener, trailing 3-0 in the second. Two-two pitch, ground ball. Gertz down on a knee, picks it up, throws him out. And the Jaguars leave a man aboard at third. At the end of three, the score is Piers 3, Belgrade, Brutinel Rosa, nothing.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Luke Gertz will lead off the fourth inning here. Piers 3, Belgrade, Brutinel, Rosa, nothing. Luke dropped an infield single on the right side of the infield his last time up. Jack Suska and then Lane Gertz to follow. $8-9-1 against Evan Wiener, starting his first full inning. Piers with three runs on four hits, one error, no runs, no hits, and an error for the Jaguars. And the pitch from Wiener to Luke Gertz misses outside. Ball one. Well, you know what happens. Piers got one in the first on a squeeze bunt and a two-run Brett Kapsner single in the third. Here's a 1-0 pitch taken low and inside. 2-0. Sophomore Luke Gertz. Olmscheid playing up the middle, the Jaguar second baseman, almost near the bag. That one's high, 3-0. So Luke should be taken all the way here on the 3-0 pitch from Wiener. He is, and it's a strike called, 3-1. JV game still going on. 3-1 pitch, Wiener to Gertz. Into the air to right, down for a hit. Luke's 2-for-2. Good start for Luke Gertz here in the fourth and brings up third baseman Jack Suska.
Third baseman Jack Suska.
So Gertz aboard to start this inning. Luke had a double in a 1-for-2 game one, so 3-for-4 on the day. Jackson lined out to center. Ending the second. Shows bunt, got it up the third baseline, but it's left of the chalk. One strike. Tough one to get down. That was a high fastball, and Jackson bunts it foul. They're trying to get Luke Gertz to second here. Here's the pitch. Jackson bunts this one in the air up the first baseline, and it drops on the grass. Wiener, the pitcher, sprinting after it, but foul ball by about 10 feet midway up the first baseline. So 0-2 to Jack Siska. Top of the order, and Lane Gertz is on deck. Evan Wiener is in relief of the starter, Peyton Van Beck. Got away, and there goes the runner, Luke.
Good ball, Jack.
Wild pitch, runner at second, 1-2 to Jack Siska. Pierce 3, Belgrade, Brutinel Rosa, nothing. Last conference game of the season for the Jaguars, who swept Pierce last year. Base are in the air to right, and that is over the right fielder's head. Siska motoring to second with an RBI double. He's going to try and stretch it to three. Jackson is in with a triple. Siska legs out a three-base hit. Four to nothing. And as Jackson popped up out of his slide right near his coach, Sari, Jackson probably said, I'm a hitter, not a bunner. Here's Lane Gertz.
Don't jinx him there at the plate.
Pop foul, and I think that's going to get over the first base dugout. The catcher over to watch. It does. One strike to Lane, who has grounded out, reached on an error, and scored a run. Triple for Jack Siska, his first career triple. It increases the lead to 4-0. Still nobody out as Lane Gertz tries to pick up an RBI. Infield is in for the Jaguars here. Lane rips it to deep center. Going back and over his head off the Sarah Backo sign. Here's Gertz. They're going to go for back-to-back triples, and they're going to do it. Gertz, a stand-up triple. Siska scores. That was a blast. Easily over the head of Abe Peter out in center field. That was a line drive triple. And now Tauges in a 5-0 lead. First pitch high for a ball. Matt's got a double down the line and right and a walk. Three straight hits, including back-to-back triples. And Tauges watches one miss for ball two. So the Pioneer Bats having a good day here. Up high 3-0. They had 14 hits in game one, now 7 here in the second. What was your favorite Flock of Seagulls song? Oh, wait, those aren't seagulls, are they? 1980. It's banned. Ball four inside. Tauges award. First and third. And Matt Cummett to hit. Matt has a base hit and a ground out. Hit one off a rock at second base. No, he didn't. Not a rock. The wind picked up and changed the ball's direction. Throw to third on the pitch, and backstanding is Gertz. It'll allow Tauges to go to second. One ball. Yeah, a lot of spin on the ball.
We had hit something.
Hit will likely score two now for Tauges, who drove in three in the first game with three hits in his first three times up. His fourth hit was a double, and there's one low. Two balls, no strikes. Pierce on the brink of really opening this up here as they put two on the board here, two in scoring position, and there are no outs in the inning. Matt takes one. Strike called. Couldn't pull the trigger. 2-1. Oh, my listeners. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Oh, hit him in the hip. Matt fills the bases. And here's Rushlow. They bring Terrell Shaw out to run for Cummett. And he ran back to the dugout, Matt Cummett. Bases loaded, and the coach Illies is out of the dugout and asking his right-hander if he's all right. The cleanup batter is up. There are nobody out. There's no place to put him. You got to pitch to Preston Rushlow here. All right. Coach Illies heads back to the dugout. Fielders back to their positions. Back-to-back triples after the Luke Gertz single by Suska and Gertz, then Tauge's walk. Now Cummett hit by a pitch, and Rushlow at the plate. Preston takes it inside for a ball. Preston with a squeeze bunt and a walk so far, officially without an at-bat, driven in a run. Beers 5, BBE nothing, top of 4. Inside again, 2-0. Brett Kapsner on deck. Two and oh to Preston Rushlow with the high fastball sailing on Wiener to make it 3-0. Rushlow could pick up another RBI with a walk here. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Preston watches strike one come in. Still a good hitter's count for the junior pitcher, Preston Rushlow. And the pitch, low ball 4, there's an RBI. Gertz will come in. Tauge moves up to third. Terrell Schall to second.
Center fielder, Brett Kapsner.
And it's a 6-0 lead, and here's Brett Kapsner, who's driven in a pair today with a single over the third base bag last time up. Now Preston run for by Thomas Funk.
Gertz, you're at first base. Number 4, Thomas Funk.
So Kapsner, ready in the pitch, up high, 1-0.
Mikey might have to stand in. You can see what the high technology of this music industry is.
Runners at every base, still without an out in the inning. Brett takes a strike, 1-1. You've got Alex Funk waiting his turn on deck. Piers leading BBE 6-0 now in the fourth inning. Strike 2 is delivered by the right-hander Evan Wiener. Started the game in center field. Here's the 2-strike pitch, swing and a miss. Might have been a little off the plate. 1-0, and it brings up the DH, Alex Funk.
No batting. Designated hitter, Alex Funk.
Jaguars can play for two up the middle now with Olmscheid and Illies at second and short. The infield fly rule is still in effect. Corner infielders are medium up. Alex watches one underneath the hands, a fastball ruled ball 1. Pierce 6, BBE 0. Fastball at the knees for a strike. Maple Lake is playing at Providence Academy today, non-conference game. They've got one game left in the conference, and that's a makeup. They were supposed to play Eden Valley yesterday. That one got rained out. Not sure on the makeup date on that one. Irish 12-1 in the conference. Piers now 11-1 with their game one win, and they're midway to their 12th conference win. 2 balls and a strike to Alex Funk, and now 3-1. The inning started with 3 straight hits, then 3 straight free passes, a walk, a hit batter, and another walk before the Jaguars got it out. Now the 3-1 to Funk, lined foul over the runner at third, Matt Tauges. Full count now to Alex Funk. Full count to Alex Funk. Evan Wiener deals. Alex pops it up behind short, going back and making the catch. They never called the infield fly, so that was a live ball. And the catch was made out in shallow center. Out number two.
Now batting, left fielder, Lucas Otte.
Here's Lucas Otte, the left fielder now. Illy's going back a good 20 yards into left field, but plenty of time to get there. We've seen outfielders make catches on infield fly rule calls before. Up high for a ball. See if Lucas can open this up here as he takes ball two. He walked his first time up, popped up to the pitcher his last time up. 2-0. Popped up right side. Foul territory for first baseman Weller, and Weller has the catch, and the inning's over. Pioneers score three, highlighted by back-to-back triples by Jack Suska and Lane Gertz. And at the end now of 3.5, Pioneers have grabbed the lead and extended it to 6-0 over BBE. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth from Legion Park after this on You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and You Are There Sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Bottom of the fourth, we'll start with BBE second baseman Ryan Ohmscheid against Preston Rushlow in a now 6-0 lead for Pierce. First pitch is low for a ball. 2-3 and 4 in the order for Coach Illies. Bullpen going for BBE. Fastball outside, 2-0. 41 pitches now for Preston. Two strikeouts, no walks. 2-0 pitch. Knees for a strike, 2-1. Back to work goes Junior Rushlow. Inside, ball three. It's a right-hander down in the pen. Try to pick up a number for you. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Ohmscheid, but empty. 3-2. Back to work. Rushlow, payoff pitch. Lined into left base hit. Leadoff single for Ryan Ohmscheid. Takes a wide turn and retreats to the bag. And it brings up third baseman Derek Wiener with one on, nobody out in the fourth. Bottom of the fourth here. Pierce 6, BBE nothing. Rushlow working now from the set. And first breaking ball to the current hitter is up and in. Ball one to the right-handed hitting Derek Wiener. Turn and toss. Back to the bag. Sliding is Ohmscheid. Pierce getting a run in the first, two more in the third, and then three in the fourth for their six. Hit the first of the game off Preston. Popped up right side. Dickman in foul territory. Rushlow or Cummett. And it's Dickman with the snag. Right in front of the Jaguar dugout. Nice play by Brandon Dickman. One out.
No batting. Shortstop, Ryan Ilias.
That is Thaniel Cibula down there warming up for the Jaguars. The batter is shortstop Ryan Ilias. Before he sees the pitch, Rushlow turns and tosses over to Dickman, holding with the runner once again. Touge is playing a step up the middle at shortstop as Rushlow missed outside with a fastball. 1-0, Ryan Ilias popped up to Jack Siska at third base in the second inning. 1-0 pitch. Fastball low, 2-0. Peers ahead, 6-0, trying to sweep the Jaguars, return the favor after BBE swept Peers last year in conference action. Foul tipped, held by Matt Cummett, 2-1. Preston Rushlow, pop foul. Two balls, two strikes to Ryan Ilies. He's the cleanup batter, left-handed hitting shortstop. Pierce sending nine men to the plate in the top of the inning. Chased a breaking ball. He's out on strikes. Good pitch by Rushlow to get Ilies to chase. Two away. Third strikeout of the game for Preston Rushlow, and with two outs, here's first baseman Jacob Weller. Weller with a fly out to left fielder Lucas Oddie in deep left field is only time up. Check swing, and I think he offered at that. If they appeal, yes. The base ump says he went. One strike. Weller playing first and batting fifth. He went as the starting pitcher in game one, took the loss. Fastball a little bit low, ball and a strike now. Evan Wiener on deck. Piers and BBE today at Osakis on Thursday. Breaking ball missed inside from Rushlow, 2-1. Decent lead at first by Olmscheid. Ooh, Preston let that one get away, and good stop by Matt Cummett. Really the first one that Preston hasn't been right around the strike zone with. Cummett smothering that ball in front of home, 3-1. Preston hasn't walked a batter yet. There's a strike called on the outside corner, and it's a full count to Jacob Weller. 3-2, two outs, one on. Strike three, inning over. Weller turns and looks back at the umpire, but the inning's over. A leadoff single is stranded as we go to the top of the fifth inning. It's Pier 6, Belgrade Brutinel Rosa nothing.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Luke Gertz, same guy that started last inning, will start this inning. He singled, and that started a three-run inning. Pier 6, Belgrade, Brutnell, Rosa. We're in the fifth now as Wiener ready to deal his first pitch of the inning. And it's inside for a ball. Luke with an infield hit in the second. And a single to right in the fourth. Hits that one in the air to left. And that ball carrying to the corner. And foul ball caught. Deep left field corner hauled in there by Adam Yeager. And Gertz retired on a long foul out. One out.
Third baseman, Jack Suska.
Here's Jack Suska, tripled his last time up. Line to center prior to that. And he takes a strike. One out in the fifth. Piers in front 6-0 in this one. Lane Gertz is on deck. Here comes the pitch from Wiener. Floats high and outside. 1-1. Piers 7 hits. Jaguars 1 hit. Each team with an error. Jackson watches it high for ball 2. Jackson was 0-2 with a lineout in game 1. Pulling one into the glove of the first baseman. Takes that one high. 3-1 now to the Pioneer third baseman. Lane Gertz is on deck. And a strike. 3-2. Payoff pitch. Base is clear. Jackson hits it in the air to right. That ball's deep. That ball is up. That ball is out of here. Jack Suska has homered. Suska gets all of one. And look at the smile on Jack.
Where you going, Jack? Number eight, second baseman.
A towering home run for Jack Suska to right field. That ball got up and just kept going. Jack has had some good swings on ball. He had the triple. He had a line out to first in the first game as Lane skies one to center. Peter coming in. He makes the catch. Out number 2. Lane is a double shy of the cycle for the day. Singled and homered in game 1. He has tripled in game 2. Now he's flown out here. Here's Matt Taugis. Jack Suska, his first career home run. 7-0 now. As Matt Taugis takes one low. Matt walked twice and has doubled. Jackson Suska putting a buzz in the crowd with that long home run. Taugis takes ball 2. On deck is Matt Kummet. Up high, 3-0. So the Pioneers, who had gone 15 games and hit only one home run, have hit 2 today as a strike delivered. Alec Lochner had the only other home run. That was down in Painesville last week. Lane Gertz and Jack Suska have homered today. Here's the 3-1 pitch. It's up high. It's a 3-walk game for Matt Taugis. Not exactly something you put at the front of the letter when you write home, but Taugis aboard with 2 outs for Matt Kummet. Matt was hit by a pitch last time up. He's also singled and grounded out in this one. Taugis on base 4 times now in this game. Kummet watches it high for a ball. Taugis was 2-for-4 in game 1. He's been on base 6 of his 8 plate appearances this afternoon in the doubleheader. Flip foul. Out of play. 1-1. The home run ball has been retrieved. It'll go on Gene and Matt's mantle at home in the trophy case. 1-1. Here's the pitch. High. Two balls and a strike. Isaac Oddie going out to retrieve that ball. In right field. Preston Rushlow would hit next. 2-1 pitch to Comet. Lace to left. Will it be caught or not? No, it's down for another. Matt Comet hit his sixth of the doubleheader. An opposite field single. Tau just stops at second. Shaw will go in and run for Matt Comet. And the batter becomes Preston Rushlow. Preston has driven in two. He has not put the ball in play for a hit yet. He had a squeeze bunt in the first, walked in the third, walked with the bases loaded in the fourth. And Rushlow takes one outside for ball one. Brett Kapsner is on deck. Here's the 1-0 wiener pitch. Ground ball, right side, base hit. That'll score Tauges. Shaw motoring for third, and Matt or Rushlow drives in his third of the game. And now Thomas Funk will go in and run for Preston.
First base for the pitcher is number four, Thomas Funk.
3 RBIs in this game for Preston Rushlow, and suddenly it's 8-0 with Kapsner batting.
How about it? Center fielder, Brett Kapsner.
Brett has a two-run single sandwiched in between a couple of strikeouts. Inside on the pitch from Evan Wiener. Coach Illy staying with Wiener. He had Cibula warmed up an inning ago. The 1-0 set and pitch. Late left, and that ball is on the ground. Knocked down by the left fielder, Yeager, and that scores Terrell Shaw. 9-0. 3 RBIs for Brett Kapsner. And now Brandon Dickman to hit. Brandon batting in Alex Funk's spot. Pioneers now, if they can get Thomas Funk home, could close it out in the bottom of the inning. Back to back, 9-0 leads here. That was the final in game one, as Dickman takes one across for a strike. 2 on, 2 outs. A walk and then 3 straight hits. Dickman lifts one out, 0-2. Of course, the big hit, the inning, the Jack Suska solo homer to right. Two strikes to Brandon Dickman. In the air to right, and Schumann got turned around, and it's over his head. Here comes Thomas Funk. Here comes Brett Kapsner, and it's a two-run double for Brandon Dickman to make it 11-0. Schumann got turned around out in right, and a two-run double pushes the lead to 11. And now Lucas Oddie will bat. It's turned into a 5-run top of the fifth. Here's Lucas, who has walked, popped up twice. Low and outside, good stop by Jaguar catcher Jackson Peter. Belt high strike called, 1-1. 5 hits in the inning here. The 1-1 to Oddie. Moved him inside. 2 balls and a strike. Due up for the Jaguars. 6, 7, and 8 in their order against Rushlow. Just low. 3-1 to Lucas Oddie, the senior left fielder. Pioneers now out hitting the Jaguars 12-1. Time granted to Oddie. The set by Wiener. High, ball four, and Lucas takes his second walk of the ball game. First and second for Luke Gertz. Danny Sayre comes up from the third base box, just wants to, I'm not sure what he wanted to know, but. So Luke has two hits and a fly to left, to deep left. Hits the first pitch he sees into shallow left center. That's going to get down. Dickman's going to score. RBI single, three-hit game for Luke Gertz. On the play, first to third goes Lucas Adi.
I'm at it. Third baseman, Jack
Sussman. Jackson's going to have another plate appearance here. He hit one out of the yard last time up. He has tripled in a run. He has lined out to center in this game. And he takes a strike, 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. 12-0. Pioneers have doubled their lead here in the fifth inning. Suska slices one foul down the line and left into the bullpen, 1-2. Adi to third, Gertz to first. Jack Suska at the plate, awaiting the 1-2. Chops one in the air, and that's going to look out, pick up. Look out.
Missed it.
Out of play. 1-2. Oh, Dave. Boy, the fielders weren't even back in their positions as the pitch came, and he's hit it in the air to second. Olmscheid is there, and the inning's over. Jackson Suska homers, and that opens things up as the Pioneers would score five more times, and they need three outs to end this one. It's now Pierce 12, BBE 0.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Bethel Algren. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take the time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations to the girls' track for making it to the state true team meet for the third year in a row. Good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Preston Rushlow out there in the bottom of the fifth. He's got a new catcher working with him as Colton Bozer now catching. Terrell Shaw is staying in the game. Looks like he'll be at short. Matt Townes takes a seat. And it looks like Thomas Funk is out in center. Luke Gertz would still be in right.
Thomas Funk is in center field. No batting.
So Rushlow now will face Evan Wiener. Nope, this is Meyer. Pinch hitting.
Dylan Meyer
getting an at-bat. And Rushlow delivers strike one. Meyer came off the bench with a hit in game one. Finished up the game on the mound. And Rushlow missed that spot. 1-1. Pierce 12. BBE 0. Rushlow has fanned four. Hasn't walked anybody. And he's ahead in the count now. 1-2 as Meyer swings and misses. One hit. A Ryan Olmscheid leadoff single in the fourth. Strike three inside corner, one out. Fastball caught looking. Strikeout number five for Rushlow. And here's Ben Schumann, the right fielder.
Now batting, number four, right fielder, Ben Schumann.
Schumann getting his first at-bat here. Swings and misses, 0-1. He did play in game one. I think he got an at-bat there. Let me check back. Yeah, he batted in the seventh and struck out. Swings and misses at that high fastball, and it's quickly 0-2. Abe Peter is on deck. Second time I've called him Alec. Can't read my own writing. Two-strike pitch, high and outside. 1-2. 65 pitches for Preston Rushlow. The 1-2 pitch by the junior swings and misses, strikeout, one away from a win. And Abe Peter to bat.
Nobody. Center fielder, Abe Peter.
Pierce, one out from a win here due to the 10-run rule. And a doubleheader sweep. Rushlow ready to deliver to Colton Bozer. His catcher popped up. Should do it. Foul territory, and it is caught by Rushlow, and the ball game is over.
That is your final out of the ball game. Final score.
A one-hit shutout for Rushlow in the Pioneer sweep Belgrade Bruton. Now Rosa 9-0 and 12-0. We'll be back with the wrap-up show next.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th, sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Pierce sweeps Belgrade Bruton Del Rosa, scores of 9-0 and 12-0. Second game over in five innings. 12 runs on 13 hits, one error, 9 left. For the Jaguars, no runs, one hit, one error, 2 left. Winning pitcher, Preston Rushlow, all 5, one hit allowed, a leadoff single in the fourth. Struck out 6, didn't walk anybody. Through 67 pitches. Lost tag to the starter, Peyton Van Beck, 2 2/3, 3 runs, 4 hits. Evan Wiener, 2 1/3 innings in relief. Pioneers 1 in the first, 2 in the third, 3 in the fourth, and then 6 in the fifth. The highlight, well, a couple of them, back-to-back triples in that fourth inning, and a Jack Suska solo homer in the fifth. Pierce now with that doubleheader sweep. It's improved to 16-1. They are 12-1 with a home game against Painesville Monday to wrap up the conference schedule. In between, though, they go to Osakis Thursday, and they'll host Hutchinson here Friday night. And again, that's the dedication ceremony for Helly Field. Friday night, 7 o'clock, on-field ceremony prior to that. So we'll see you Thursday at Osakis for the next Pioneer outing. 16-1 record. Jaguars, their record now, their conference season is over. They finished 7-7 in the 14-game schedule. 8-7 now, but they're still busy. Jaguars will have Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, KMS, Minnewaska, Broward Eagle Valley, and then Monday they'll close out their regular season at Upsala Swanville. Pioneer softball team wins today over Painesville. And they will seed tomorrow. We'll find out where they play and who they play. It certainly will be a home game. Pierce 12-6-1 regular season mark for Coach Matt Pepping. So we'll pass along some track and field results a little bit later this evening, as well as They are running the conference meet down in Holdingford today. As the two teams, as they do, gather down their respective foul lines. And we wrap it up. Final thoughts on this one when we come back. Pierce sweeps two from the Jaguars of BBE here this afternoon. And we'll be back right after this on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Bethel Algren. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take the time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations to the girls track for making it to the state true team meet for the third year in a row. Good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Pierce sweeps BBE 9-0, 12-0. They get ready to go to Osakis now on Thursday. Both the golf teams are in action tomorrow. Girls go up to Madden's, and the boys are at Mora. So, a Wednesday event for the golfers. So, the Pioneers, 16 wins against just one loss, and they have now three games left. Thursday at Osakis, Friday home. It's a 7 o'clock game against Hutchinson. That is not on the original schedule. Both teams with an open date looking for a game, and Hutchinson will come up here Friday night. It's varsity only, no JV or C squad. And prior to that game, they will have the dedication ceremony for John and Karen Helly. They're going to call this Legion Park. Helly Field will be the new name of the facility here. So be sure to turn out and show some appreciation for that man that has done so much for the baseball community of Pierce. That's Friday night against Hutchinson, a pretty good baseball team. I'd have to look and see what – I don't have it in front of me. I should have looked earlier, but Hutchinson's not bad. They are pretty good, actually. So that'll be Friday night, and then Painesville is here to wrap up the regular season on Monday. Third-ranked Pierce sweeps two, little sweet redemption after a couple of bitter losses to the Jaguars in El Rosa last year when the Pioneers had to share the conference title with Maple Lake. Maple Lake still with a conference game against Eden Valley. Pierce has a conference game with Painesville. Both teams 12-1 in the conference, and it looks like a share of the CMC title once again. But we'll see. You never know. Maybe the Eagles will do us a favor. Final score from Pierce this afternoon, 9-0, 12-0. We'll see you Thursday over in Osakis on You Are There Sports.